episode 732, How to Achieve Optimal Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary week. It is Wednesday, January 11th. Happy National Milk Day. You had no idea, did you? Well, neither did I. It came across my desk and I just had to laugh. I'm like, it's Wellness Wednesday. We have got to share this on the day of National Milk Day. Yes, in January 11th, 1878 is when the first day of milk arrived in bottles. I knew you were wondering about that, right? Well, for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. And in fact, you may just learn that it's National Milk Day. Who would have thought? I didn't. And on top of that, World Milk Day is June 1st. So I should go ahead and mark the calendar, right? So when we have June 1st come around, we can celebrate Milk Day again. Well, I probably actually won't remember because there's a national day for everything. And today we're talking about how to achieve optimal health. You set these big New Year's resolutions, didn't you? You have big dreams for yourself. You have this passion that is burning within you. Well, in order to make that all happen, you have to have optimal health. And as a high achiever, you've got to know how to get there. How do you get there? Well, I want to go back real quick and talk just a minute about our National Milk Day. Because a few things I stumbled upon is actually going to feed into, no pun intended there, feed into our optimal health, how to achieve it. There was a study done by McMaster University, and what they uncovered was active children need to be watered with milk. And I'm quoting the study here. Children become dehydrated during exercise, and it's important they get enough fluids, particularly before going into a second round of a game. Milk is better than either a sports drink or water because it is a source of high-quality protein, carbohydrates, calcium, and electrolytes. Sign me up. How many of us have kind of bought into the idea of that sports drink? Maybe we need to think about got milk. And interestingly enough, it also came from that study that 1% of dehydration can have up to a 15% decrease in performance, also with an increased heart rate, core temperature, and less ability to keep going. So the vital factor on how to achieve optimal health is what? Hydration. Got milk? Maybe got water? Because that's what we're talking about as adults. We may not need all that extra stuff that milk has, but when you think about it, we're brought into this world as a baby. And what do we give the infant? We give the newborn milk. Whether it's breast milk, whether it's soy milk, whatever milk formulation that you have, we begin with milk. It is a building block to what we need for optimal health. That truly is it. That's it. You can hang up on me now and you can go back to doing whatever you were doing. No, I don't want you to stop here because I want to tell you a little bit more. It's interesting that we are so looking for the quick fix. And when the quick fix is nothing but water, why do we not do it? And I'm looking at myself in the mirror here. I'm raising my hand saying, you know what? The holidays have come and gone, and I have had to get back on the hydration wagon. I want to achieve my optimal health, but if I am not putting hydration into my body, I'm sluggish. I'm crabby. And it has nothing to do with the lack of carbs or not, and it's definitely not a Snickers bar. Do you know that commercial? Have you seen it? You know the one I'm talking about. You know, if they're kind of angry or whatever, they're hangry. Instead of hungry, it's hangry. And they're just like, oh, I got to have something. Here, have a Snickers bar. And then everything's better. A Snickers bar isn't going to do it, but hydration is. And I have nothing against Snickers bars. I happen to like them. I just cannot indulge in them all the time. My body doesn't like them, but my mind does. So the vital factor is hydration. You want to achieve those goals this year in 2017, you need to hydrate. Got water? The adult body is comprised of 60% water. A baby, 78%. Oh, I think back. I was just spending time with my daughter. We're back in school, and so my son and daughter needed books for the semester at college. And luckily, we live close enough that I get to go, and yes, they use mommy to go buy their books. No, they don't use me. It's something that we have always wanted to do with for our children, is to be able to afford their college education. And so instead of taking out a loan for their books, we go and we save up money and we go pay for it with cash. Well, anyway, so it was book buying day. And I went to the bookstore with my daughter and I'm looking around, walking around. And it's awesome because I'm the one carrying the books. It's really cool. I feel like so young. And I've got all these eyes that are staring at me. And I'm not sure if they're staring at me because they think I'm young and how amazing I am. And look, she's studying all these volumes. I mean, I'm stacked real high. Or if they're looking at me going, wow, she's really old. What in the heck is she doing here? I'm going to go for the young story, okay? Well, I'm just going to think that they think I'm young and I'm one of them. But you see, then I look further into their eyes. I watch how they're standing. I listen to their conversations. And I hear this sluggishness, this tiredness, this, I can't believe I'm back already. They know what's to come. They can already feel it within their body. Why? They're starting out their semester dehydrated. Remember, 1% of dehydration can have up to a 15% decrease in performance. There's nothing there. It's like the life has literally been sucked out of them. That's not something I want for my life. It's not something I want for your life. As a high achiever, as someone who wants and has this dream deep within them, that God-given passion, you got to have optimal health. And it starts with hydration. You see, when you think about water, we've been talking a lot about the heart, right? If you haven't listened to the episodes this week, The Voice of a Heart, I think the one yesterday was The Importance of Loving Yourself. It's all about the heart. Well, today is about the heart too. Because water, 73% of water is found in the brain and in the heart. Your heart is made of 73% water. How crazy is that? That's a lot of water. Your lungs, 83% of water. Your skin is 64% water. Get this, your muscles and kidneys, 79% water. And guess what? Your bones, those hard things, you know, the ones that sometimes you break and you don't want to break. And as we get older, they seem like they ache even more and more. They're also made of water. 31% is water. Hydration is vital. Just like it's National Milk Day today, and our kids need to be drinking milk for some basic building blocks for their body, we too as adults need to be filling our bodies with hydration, with water. Got water? You see, what water does for you is it's a vital nutrient. And it acts as this essential building material. It's a building block. Have you ever thought about, you know, maybe you've built a house before. Can you just go and build a house anywhere? Can you just go build a house on, you know, sand? On the side of a hill? No. What's going to happen? Well, if the foundation isn't what? Strong. It's going to fall apart, and everything that you put on top of it is going to fade away to nothing. That's what happens to our body. We don't hydrate our bodies, we're not going to achieve optimal health. So you wake up groggy, you wake up moody, you wake up frustrated, and you haven't even done anything. You put your feet on the ground, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a day. Don't be like that. Drink water. It reminds me of every once in a while I'll guzzle my water. I do. I sometimes just get really thirsty, and especially when I am talking a lot. Imagine that. I love to talk to you all. I really do. You warm my heart. And so there are times that after I'm done talking a lot, maybe it's a coaching session, maybe it's a recording I'm doing. We've got a few surprises coming up, so I've been working on that and trying to fine-tune all of that, and it all involves my talking. And I'm like, this voice is eventually going to give out, and you know what? It does give out if I don't hydrate. And so there's times that I sit here, and I literally, I kid you not, I guzzle water. And I mean, I'm drinking like 30 ounces of water without breathing. Okay, I mean, I breathe kind of, sort of, but I'm drinking it nonstop all the way down. And my kids will come in or my husband will see me and they're like, chug, 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 chug. And it's a good kind of chug because I'm chugging water. That kind of clear liquid. That's the kind of hydration that you want in your body. Water also does amazing things for you. It regulates your body temperature. You know, our sweats, our respiration, it's important. It also helps to metabolize our proteins and carbohydrates. And the water helps to transport them in the bloodstream. It helps to flush out, okay, wait, I got to say it this way. TMI, it helps to flush out waste. I know we don't want to talk about that, but it's important. Have you had a good bowel movement lately? No, TMI. You can laugh at me all you want, but I love you enough to ask you these serious questions. We go to our doctors, and our doctors, our medical care providers, do we tell them the whole story? Or are we only giving them a portion of what we want for fear of embarrassment? We don't want to turn red or pink or purple in the office. I know, I've been there. I used to be there. Now I'm like, after 5 kids, you bear it all. You don't care. I'm like, whoever wants to come in to hear the story, I'm fine with it. Whatever. It's your life. It's your body. It's your health. You want to have an incredible life. You want to be present in what you're doing. You want to create your now. You got to have optimal health. And it starts with hydration. Now, guess what? Water also acts as a shock absorber for your brain and your spinal cord and even the fetus. The babies that you carry in your tummy, so important. Men, okay, that doesn't count for you. That part doesn't. But you needed water for you, right? I mean, a newborn is 78% water. That's incredible. That's incredible. It also gives you saliva. Got spit? Sometimes I feel like when I talk, that's all I have. It fires way too much. But it's something that we need to have, right? That's the beginning point of what? Of our digestion. You wonder why sometimes your tummy grumbles when you eat? It's probably because you may not be hungry at all. It may be because you're not drinking enough fluids. It's having to work even harder. The acid's going because you're not doing what you need to be doing. You're not hydrating. It also lubricates your joints. Do you ever wake up in the morning and have those achiness all over, just kind of like, oh my gosh. And then you get in the water, what happens? Oh, I can move so much better in the shower. Maybe it's just the warm water, the heat of it. No, it's water. Your skin is absorbing what it can, but you know what? We have got to hydrate from the inside out to achieve optimal health. We must hydrate. I don't care what kind of lotion you put on your body. I don't care if it's $1,000 a squirt. You got to hydrate from the inside out. Maybe you've been feeling kind of tired lately and sluggish. Maybe just kind of a little foggy. And your diet hasn't changed much. Maybe you are eating a little, you know, pretty much clean, healthy. Every once in a while, maybe you throw in a processed food or two. Maybe have a few of those French fries. You go out with, you know, friends, whatever. You have an alcoholic beverage. That's okay. It's not like you're indulging every single time you're putting it in your mouth. Then that's a different story. That's for another episode. But when you're eating clean and healthy and you're exercising and you're, you know, you're having activity, but you're still kind of feeling blah, are you hydrating that body? We need water. Maybe one of your goals this year was weight loss. And I can tell you right now, I have talked to, thousands of people when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to Hydration, one of the number one things always when I say, you know, I ask them, well, what's the one thing that you would tell somebody to start doing? And if it's not movement and it's actually a food, it's called hydrate. It's called water. Drink more water. We don't drink enough water. We don't. And if weight loss is one of your goals, you're going to find this very interesting. And if it's not, you may find this interesting for a friend and you may want to pass this information along. And so please do. I appreciate you sharing. That's how we get the word out here at Create Your Now. We're all about helping and serving those, empowering one another. So that fat tissue that you have, okay, it does not have as much water as the lean tissue. Did you hear me? Fat tissue does not have as much water as lean tissue. So if anybody says, well, you know, I'm just full of water and they're, you know, 20, 30 pounds overweight, well, the fat tissue doesn't have as much water as lean tissue. So that doesn't, it kind of goes against each other, doesn't it? Men are made up of about 60% water. Women, 55% water. Why? Women are made to what? Bear children. So we have more fat. That's how God created us. Accept it, moms. It's okay. I've been through five, and I just have come to know that I've got my kangaroo pouch, and I love it. I'm not going to go under the knife to get rid of it. It's just something. It's a mark of my five beautiful children, and I will cherish it forever. But you see, because we bear children or have the ability or, you know, as a female, we are supposed to have more fat. That's how God created us to be. So we actually are made up of less water, 55% less water. So think about this. Babies and children have more water than adults, right? We told you about that, 78% newborns. Women have less water than men. Yes, they do. But those with more fatty tissue have less water. So you need to drink water. Doesn't matter if you're thin, doesn't matter if you're overweight, it doesn't matter if you're male, it doesn't matter if you're female, if you're a child or an adult, you need to hydrate. Chug, 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 chug. You got to have water to break down what we ingest. You know, the stuff that we put in our mouths, that food, because what it does is when it breaks down the substances that we put into our mouths, hopefully only the good kind, okay, I'm just saying, that allows the cells to use the valuable nutrients, minerals, and chemicals, all part of the biological processes. And I know you're probably thinking, Christiane, this is way too scientific for my brain. No, it's not. You're a high achiever. You got dreams. You got aspirations. You have children. Maybe you have grandchildren. You have nieces or nephews. There's a connection here to life. And with life, we need to be concerned about our health. You were designed on purpose for a purpose. God created you. You're not an accident. You're worth an indescribable amount because you're God's child. You're the princess to a king, the prince to a king. You got to achieve your optimal health. And it starts with the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Got H2O? That's it. You got water. Women, you need to be drinking 2.2 liters minimum a day. Men, 3 liters a day. Now, you're like, Christiane, I'm lucky to get 8 ounces of water. If that. Oh, and that might be if I swallow something, brushing my teeth, or taking a shower. I know somebody like that. I love her dearly. It used to be my mom. My mom was like that. And I was like, Mom, come on. You know better. I mean, when I went through my whole transformation and my weight loss, and I lost over 75 pounds, I told her what I was doing, and she still wouldn't drink water. I was like, Mom, oh, I don't like the taste of it. Mom, oh, well, I don't know. It's boring. Mom, I drink water. I drink tea. Mom, you got to hydrate. Well, guess what? A few years have since passed then. That was in July of 2010 when I began that transformation. And I would say probably about 3-4 years later, she finally got on the bandwagon. And just recently now, she's drinking more water. Go, Mom! Yes! That's what I want to say about you. Go, Kim. Go, Diana. Go, Christy. Go, Wendy. Go, Crystal. You can do it. Come on, Stephanie. You got this. There's no holding back. For you to achieve optimal health, got H2O? Drink up. Drink up. If you're not one who likes to drink a lot, hey, it's okay. Start by a little bit at a time. But you can't count your other beverages. Just because they're made with water, you don't count that as water. It's got to be straight H2O. And no, I really prefer you not to have all that stuff added into it. Drink regular water, H2O. Now, I'll give you this. If you need infused water, like you want to use fresh cucumbers or some peppers or strawberries and berries and things like that, go for it. But when you're buying that water that has a flavoring in it, if you read the label, that means you're drinking chemicals. It's not water. So that can't count towards your water. Got it? Got H2O? Let's get it. Come on, you can do this. I believe in you. You want to achieve optimal health? Water is the building block to achieving your optimal health. It starts today. You can do it. If you're only drinking 2 glasses of water a day, try to add 1 extra glass per week. Did you hear? It's just per week. That means you're not going to be visiting the bathroom as often. Okay? Yeah, you may find that you're going to the bathroom more, but you're, guess what? Your body will self-regulate it. It's amazing. When I drink more water, yeah, every once just for a little period of time, I may have to go to the bathroom more often, but otherwise it will regulate itself. And I'm like, oh, I'm back to just a few times a day like I normally do. My bowel movements are awesome. I'm feeling great. No sluggishness. I've got energy out the windows. It's just, woo, I could just bottle it up and sell it. I feel so good. I want you to feel good. Got H2O? Let's go get it today. It's time for you to achieve your optimal health. And if you want help, click on Take Aim. You and I can have a chat. It's free. Seriously, I am here for you. It's my way of giving back. It will start the conversation. You can answer just a few questions that allows me to understand kind of where you are. If you're talking about marriage, or if you want to talk about health, or if you're talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, then say that. Say, Christiane, I really don't know, but I need to talk to you. Then say that. I am here for you. But you get to take the first step. One step leads to your miles of greatness. Go out and achieve your optimal health. Got H2O? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.